WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lin. We begin overseas where a Japan Airlines aircraft caught fire on the runway of Tokyo Haneda Airport after colliding with a Coast Guard plane. Here's BBC correspondent Sue Anjana Tiwari.
We saw the fire start. It was quite isolated on one part of the plane initially and for about 20 minutes, and it very quickly spread.
There are reports that the captain of the Coast Guard plane was able to get out, but there are still five who were on board that plane unaccounted for. All 367 passengers on the Japan Airlines plane were able to evacuate. The death toll from a powerful earthquake that struck Japan yesterday has grown now to at least 48.
Aerial shots by Japan's state broadcaster NHK showed a school parking lot with a clear message. Classroom chairs had been arranged to spell SOS. With land access to the remote Noto Peninsula largely severed by the quake, many residents remain trapped under collapsed buildings. And even for those who managed to escape, supplies are running short. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Hitachi Ota City, Japan.
The Israel-Hamas war may be entering a new phase. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
The war is taking a new turn. Israeli officials confirm they're pulling several thousand troops from Gaza in the coming weeks. We will allow soldiers to gather strength for the next activity, said the spokesman for the Israeli military, echoing words from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the fighting will continue until Hamas is crushed and more than 100 hostages are freed from Gaza.
Ukraine says it desperately needs more weapons for its war with Russia.
Ukraine's foreign minister has pleaded for faster supplies of air defense systems to counter the renewed Russian assault. Dmytro Kuleba also asking for more combat drones and long-range missiles. President Biden unilaterally announced another $250 million military aid package for Ukraine last week, but another $50 billion remains held up in a stalemated Congress. European nations reportedly strategizing on how to support Ukraine independently of the U.S. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Did you see any movies during the long holiday weekend?
How do you do it?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it? Dark, white, nutty, absolutely insane.
Now, how about all the above? Wonka was big, leading the way, bringing in $29.5 million. That helped Hollywood cross the $9 billion mark in ticket sales for 2023, a big increase from the previous year, still about $2 billion less of the yearly box office before the pandemic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined Tuesday. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Policymakers will propose new legislative maps for Wisconsin in January. The state Supreme Court has ruled the current maps unconstitutional. Bob Moline is a volunteer with a grassroots organization called Grow Action.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Court-appointed consultants will consider the maps, and new boundaries are to be established by spring. Republicans who drew the current maps object to the idea that the boundaries are unfairly biased. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Indiana Pacers, 122-113. Although Giannis scored 30 points and had 18 rebounds, he was asked what was missing from his team.
Offensive, I don't think it was bad. I think, we did turn the ball over one time, if I remember well. But it was like we couldn't get a stop. and they were able to get them in.
The loss snapped the Bucks' 15-game winning streak at home. The series continues Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa to LSU, the final 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
You know, it's a lot of hot air. That's why I don't like to make statements up here. I don't like to say things that we're going to do moving forward, because ultimately you are what you put on film. You know, whether it's your culture, whether it's the things that you want to do. We know darn well that we didn't finish well. This year we didn't finish well. We didn't start well. There's a lot of things. It gives us a hell of a lot of things that we got to start working on here on January 14th when our guys get back rolling.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy here through about mid-afternoon, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy here with the wind decreasing later today. Our high 36, the wind southwest gusting to 25 or 30 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with late-day flurries, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair! As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know, occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter. What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. Right? We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. Yeah.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
Here's 608 at WRJN Radio. You know, I'm not complaining, but where's winter? I mean, I know it's, you know, I know it's cold outside, but it ain't winter. Complaining. It's 26 degrees now. It's cold, but you know, there's no snow, which is great. I'm not complaining. I don't want any snow. You know the people that want snow? Those are the people that don't have to drive in it every morning. Those are the people that want snow the most. If you had to drive in it, you wouldn't want the snow. Trust me. I've driven enough snow all my life to know that.
I got my daughter complaining in Florida. It was 50 some odd degrees the other day. She says, I can't believe it's 50 degrees. It's freezing down here. You know, she lived her entire life in Wisconsin. What do you mean 50 degrees is freezing? It's not freezing. You're not a Floridian. You're still a Wisconsinite. Wisconsiner? Is it Wisconsinite or Wisconsiner? We have to have a, we have to put that on the ballot. Wisconsinite or Wisconsiner? Which are we? You know, the Super Bowl is coming up. Super Bowl 58 is coming up a little over a month from now. It's, I think, February 11th is the Super Bowl. A columnist at Sports Illustrated broke down the things that are the most annoying about the Super Bowl. You ready? Here are three things from the list. People who don't watch football asking, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Now, it's supposed to be a conversation starter, we know, but if you don't even know who's playing, what teams are in the Super Bowl, maybe you shouldn't be bothering asking that question. Having to call it the big game instead of the Super Bowl. Now, the reason they do that is the NFL restricts the use of its Super Bowl trademark. So you hear things like, hey, it's a chicken wing recipe for your big game party. You know, you can't even say Packers unless you're licensed to do it. You got to say the green and gold. Yeah, well, that stuff is copyrighted. But that's why you hear big game and it annoys a lot of people. Call it the Super Bowl. It is what it is. How about the Madden simulation? Every year, EA video game Madden simulates the Super Bowl and predicts a winner. Media outlets cover the results like they actually mean something. It's not even accurate. It's 1-4 predicting the winner over the past 5 Super Bowls, so it's a video game. And they do. They cover it like, all right, looks like it's all over for Dallas. Nope. No, no, no. Madden says no in that video game. Quickly in sports, you may have heard Mike Clements tell you the Pacers beat the Bucks 122-113 last night. LSU, I listened to the game. It was heartbreaking. LSU beat the Badgers 35-31. I turned it off for a while, and the Badgers were in the lead. And to come back, they're losing. How did that happen? And, of course, we all know the Green Bay Packers beat the Vikings the other day on Sunday night, and they have one more game to play. And if they win that, they're in the playoffs. I think that's how it works, right? Playoff time really confuses me. Because there are just so many games and wild cards. We got people who are in. We got divisions. So I get confused very easily. I could tell you this much. You will hear the Packers, the Badgers, the Brewers, and who else? Who am I missing? Oh, the Bucks. You hear them all on WRJN. Yesterday was like all sports day. I mean, we had everything on all day long, which is great. And starting next August, high school football returns with Dick Rosseva. So a lot of stuff going on for you here at WRJN. Hey, the new year's coming up. Not coming up, it's here. Are you planning a first date? All right, if you're planning on a first date in 2024, going to a movie, they say, was the worst thing you could do. McDonald's came in second, followed by having your first date at home. Here's the list. These are the worst places for a first date. Going to the movies came out number one. McDonald's, number two. Staying home, number three. Number four, going to a parent's house. Oh, that's a great place for a first day. Swimming. And also on the list, a funeral. 2% said that's the worst place for a first date. How did that end up so low on the list? That should be a lot higher. You want to go on a date? Yes, we're going to a funeral. A friend of mine passed away. Yeah, we're black. So, yeah. How about a feel-good story this morning? You're in the mood for a feel-good story? All right, this is really feel-good. This shows the humanity of people. That's why I love this story. A police officer in Michigan gave a guy a much-needed hug, and the body cam footage is making the rounds online. You see, the guy had pulled over on his way to work and just was crying in his car because he was just overwhelmed with life. The cop asked if there was anything he could do, and the guy said, I could just use a hug. And the cop immediately said yes. At the end of the video, he tells the man to call him anytime, even if he just needs to talk. That's a police officer going above and beyond and helping another fellow human being. Isn't that a great story? Feel good story. Another human helping another human. I like that. This will make you feel old. You're ready for this? If you didn't feel old now, you will after hearing this. Mark Hamill, the actor, is older now than Alec Guinness was when he played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original Star Wars. Hamill is now 71. Guinness was 63. Alec Guinness looked so old in that picture. Mark Hamill was a kid. You know, it was 1976, 77. He was a kid. Now he is older than Alec Guinness was in the movie. I do feel old. Yeah. Yeah, it happens sometimes. All right, what else I got for you here this morning? Oh, yeah. This is from the files. This happened about 2 years ago, and I haven't heard anything about it since. So I dug it up, and I was reading some of my older stuff, and I said, whatever happened to this idea? Ford, the motor car company, invented a bed that stops one person from hogging too much space. The mattress detects, if the mattress detects one person taking up more than half the space, it gently moves on a conveyor belt to give the other person more space on their side. It was just a prototype Ford came up with, and it worked, but they never really put it on the market. What do you think of that? All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, the conveyor belt is moving your partner to the other side of the bed. I kind of like that idea. Of course, my wife, and nobody hogs the bed in our house. My wife has had a cold, so she's been sleeping in the front room because she's coughing and she had a cold. She's just about done with it now, but she had a cold and it was keeping me up. And even though I had the whole bed to myself, I never left my little side of it. I kept on my side and never moved over. That's kind of weird. You'd think I'd take up the whole bed, but no. Because my feet hang off the bed. I'm 6'3". And if I lay at a diagonal, my feet don't hang off the bed. So you think I would have tried that, but no, I didn't do that. All right, change is coming. Some people won't handle it well, including me. Self-driving cars are going to be a problem. Not because of the cars themselves, but because we'll need to add a fourth color to the traffic lights, they said. Researchers from North Carolina State University suggesting we'll eventually have to add a fourth white light. The white light would indicate to human drivers that there are enough automated vehicles in the area to navigate intersections on their own, and that you should just follow the lead of the car in front of you. If they stop, you stop. If they proceed through the light, you do too. Just pretend you understand that. This is why, in the future, I'm taking Uber. There's no way I'm going to follow this. They can't possibly change the rules of the road now. There are people that can't follow the red, yellow, and green lights. They're going to follow a white light in there? Not going to happen. Although they do have the automated cars on the road, and some of them pretty dangerous. Yeah, some of them have crashed already. You know, animal shelters, sometimes they get a bad rap. People think, well, it's cruel to keep them locked up. But let me tell you, animal shelters love their animals. They take good care of them, and they just wait for the right foster home or the right person to adopt them for a forever home. They do a good job of it. And this place must have been really good because a dog in Texas ran away from their new home after she got adopted from a shelter. Well, her new owners have her back again. It seems she walked 10 miles back to the animal shelter and rang the doorbell to get in. That was this year. She actually rang the, I want to get back in. How good was that animal shelter? Huh? Odd but true. In Victorian times, treadmills were used as prison punishment to prevent idleness. Some British convicts in the 1800s were forced to trudge on the treadmills for hours a day. Now we just do it for fun. So they were punishment for prisoners. Now we just use it, you know, for ourselves. Hey, for today, increasing cloudiness, highs near 37. Cloudy tonight, lows 29. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs near 36. Not bad for winter. Kind of like it. And now it's 26 degrees and partly cloudy at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Hey, coming up at 7:06, Kelly Cruz is going to be here. We're going to be talking about what's happening in downtown Racine. A lot of stuff in the new year. I've got a calendar here. We're taking hours just to read off all the events. So that's coming up at 7:06, Kelly Cruz from the DRC, right here on WRJN Radio. Okay. At 6:19, don't move.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. At the top of the hour on CBS News, our lead story this morning was that plane in Japan that burst into flames on the runway. 300 passengers got out, and nobody was injured. The passengers were all fine. If you were to see a picture of what that plane looked like on the runway, you'd swear nobody got out alive. It's just a big ball of fire. How did they get those people out? Kudos to the rescue people. Wow. I was once at Diana Ross's house. Well, let me clarify that. I was driving by her house. She lived next door to Herb Alpert, and Sammy Davis Jr. was like a half a block away. Yeah, I was in California on business with two people I worked with at the radio station, and I wanted to take a tour of the stars' homes. And we bought a map from some kid sitting on a beach chair leading into the Beverly Hills area. $5. We gave him the $5, got the map. And it was a good map because it was legit. And it listed all the, you can look in the contents for all the actors and famous people, or you just look at the map and they had it marked on the map where who lived where. So we pulled up to this white mansion, just gorgeous. It was Diana Ross's house. And next door was Herb Alpert. Imagine having these neighbors. I mean, Jack Benny lived next door to, I think, Lucille Ball. The day we went there, Lucille Ball had just passed away, I think, the day before, or 2 days before, and there was a black wreath on her door. Now, we knew it was her house because the map said so, and G. Morton was in the driveway. Their license plate, Gary Morton, her husband. But she just passed away. But they actually stuck a black wreath on the door. Sammy Davis was holding a party that night. Well, the caterer trucks were coming up, and I said, you know, we could probably walk right in there and say we're with the caterers and get in that house. I mean, that guy, though, right? We'll just carry a tray in. We'll tell the caterers, can I help you? And get a tray walking. So Sammy Davis was having a party that night. This is back in the 80s, mid-80s. Barbara Streisand's house was like a compound. I mean, you couldn't get near it. We saw James Stewart's house. I told you that story. I almost ran over James Stewart, that story. Who else did we see there? We saw Jack Benny wasn't alive then. We saw his house. We saw a whole bunch of famous people. And yes, it's just like a regular street you're driving by, you know, driving down and just looking. And it wasn't crowded. I mean, just we were the only car in the neighborhood. But we had the map out. We look like tourists. But I just, it's something I'll never forget. I have the map somewhere. I never threw it out. Now, it's just a photograph in time. These people, half them are dead now, so who knows who lives in the houses. But still, I think Barbara Streisand still lives in that compound. Yeah, she was just on the outskirts of the main drag. I think Roxbury Drive was the main drag where all the big stars lived on. Yeah, it was kind of fun. I wouldn't mind doing it again. Couple in Florida. Oh, wait to hear this story. Couple in Florida stacked their patio furniture on their lawn so they could power wash their house. The trash collectors came by and took all of it. They got the story on the local news, and the company is reimbursing them. Two things about that story. Do garbage collectors go on your front lawn to take the to take what's on your front lawn? And number two, didn't you notice the garbage truck coming by? You're power washing your house. Weren't you out there? Did you not see them? That's the part I don't get. But I guess it happens, right? Speaking about Beverly Hills, police officers in Beverly Hills, California have started playing music when they see people filming them. And this is extremely clever. They do it so that the videos will get flagged by YouTube copyright filters and automatically get pulled down. So I guess if you don't want to be on YouTube, play music. You know, I see all these, what do they call these videos online, the First Amendment auditors. If you don't want to be filmed, just play music. That's a clever idea. They would say, stop filming me. Well, they walk up to a camera. They're going to get filmed. Just play music or hum a song. And they'll have to filter it out. I never thought about that. That's very clever. I like that idea. I'm pretty sure no woman dreams that one day her prince will propose at a fast food place. That might even rank below Jumbotron proposals. But if you're going to do it, you might as well get something out of it. Now, would you propose at a fast food restaurant on Valentine's Day? Most people would say no, right? But what if I guarantee you free food from that place for a year? Would you do it then? Well, now the answer is maybe. Funny how that changes. 39% of people in the U.S. think their boss hates them. The survey also found 12% of people have had a boss hit on them. 6% have been cursed out by a boss. And 3% have been physically attacked by a boss. Where are these people working? Now, I will tell you a quick boss story here. My first radio station when I was 18, I thought the program director hated me. I really did. I mean, I just thought he hated me, just by his actions and so forth. And eventually, 5 or 6 years later, I left, and I just thought he hated me. So when I moved to Atlanta, he was now the voice of the New York Islanders hockey team, and he was down in Atlanta. This is when Atlanta had the Atlanta Flames NHL team. And he said, let me go out to dinner with you. Went to dinner, and he said, you know, you were my favorite employee of all time. He said, you started off as janitor, you got on the air, and you wound up being our morning personality, moving to another station we bought. And all started off cleaning the toilets. He said, I use you as an example all the time. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because sometimes it's not what you think. I thought this guy hated me. Bob Lawrence was his name. He's no longer with us. I thought he hated me. And he said, I was his favorite employee after his 30 or 40 years in radio being a manager. And I said, wow. I said to my, I didn't tell him I thought you hated me. I didn't tell him that part. But I really did. And I'm happy to say that he didn't hate me. It's funny what you think sometimes, huh? He was a good man. Good talent, too. Bob Lawrence, very talented. He started doing professional sports. I don't know if he did any New York Nets broadcast. This is before they were the Brooklyn Nets. I know he did the New York Islanders, and he did some other sports as well. He was a great play-by-play guy. 29 minutes after 6 o'clock, WRJN Radio coming up at 7:06 this morning. We're talking downtown Racine. Tons of events coming up this month. So we'll talk about that with Kelly Cruz. I love that name. Kelly Cruz. Sounds so show busy. Anyway, Kelly Cruz is going to be here at 7:06 for the DRC. We'll talk about that. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 37. Cloudy tonight, lows 29. Cloudy with a high near 36 tomorrow. 26 and partly cloudy now.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A Japan Airlines plane collided with a Coast Guard plane on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport. BBC correspondent Sue and Jana Tawari.
The Coast Guard has confirmed that there was a collision with one of its planes, a smaller plane.
While we hear all passengers were able to evacuate the Japan Airlines plane, we are now hearing from Tokyo TV reporting five from the Coast Guard plane are dead. The captain of that plane was able to get out. A powerful earthquake struck Japan yesterday. Correspondent Ben Tracy's following.
Japanese officials say there are currently no signs of any problems at the nation's nuclear power plants, including the Shika nuclear plant, which is closest to the quake's epicenter.
The Israeli military confirms it's pulling thousands of troops from the Gaza Strip.
Confirmation of the drawdown came the same day that Israel's Supreme Court decided not to move forward with a key part of Netanyahu's controversial plan to curb the powers of the country's judicial system.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New, higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. There's one state elections official who says he wants a database his peers across the country could share to fight misinformation spread by artificial intelligence. Adrian Fonts is Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State.
Our election officials can have this reference space where they can go learn more, figure more out, and then continue to up their own game.
A recent poll finds most Americans are concerned about the role AI will play in spreading lies in this year's elections. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy here through about mid-afternoon, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy here with the wind decreasing later today. Our high 36, the wind southwest gusting to 25 or 30 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with late-day flurries, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us and click on the Careers tab.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
My wife and I, we have two wonderful kids. And another kid. And the majority of your kids are good, man. Now, we have two kids, I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. It's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. Actual sentence I had to put together and aim at another member of our species. My son was sitting at the table with his arms up. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out. You're welcome. Continue with your proposal.
At WRJN Radio, I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining us here. Hey, beginning tomorrow, and we're going to do this throughout the year, we have a series I'm going to begin called WRJN Historical Marker. And tomorrow is WRJN Historical Marker number one. We're going to talk to people who've been an important part of WRJN for the last 97 years. And this will be leading up to our big 100th year on the air, which will be the year of 2026. So that's what I'm hoping for, and we're going to keep going because we're losing people. I'm going to be honest with you. People are dying who used to work here because we've been around so long that you're going to lose almost all the people. So we're going to get this recorded, and then we're going to have it archived. I'll explain that more later on in the year as we're doing this. But tomorrow will be one of our owners. He's the man who brought me to this radio station. He owned the station for a number of years. Tony Gazzano will be joining us tomorrow morning at 7:06. And we're going to be talking about his years with WRJN, why he bought the place, why he sold the place, and what he did while he was here. And I could talk to Tony very well because I worked with him very closely and stayed in contact with him over the years. He's owned other radio stations, too. A lot of people don't realize. He owned stations in Montana, in Indiana. A lot of people didn't realize that. I didn't know it at first, either. But we'll talk about his years here at WRJN, because he is the one, I believe it was him, we'll find out, he's the one who brought 1400 AM and 92.1, our FM station, together under one roof. I'm pretty sure that was him. We got some great stories to tell. So WRJN Historical Marker number one. Tomorrow, Tony Gazzano will join us at 7:06. And throughout the year, we're going to get as many employees as we can on the radio to tell their stories. We'll archive them So maybe in another 50 years when, you know, we're all gone, somebody will be able to listen back and say, oh, yeah, because we don't have a lot of audio from people who used to work here over the years. And I got this idea because a real dear friend of mine passed away a couple of weeks ago. And his wife said, do you have any audio of Bill on the radio? I said, no. She didn't either. And we couldn't find any on the internet. So here's a guy that was on the air at WEZW in Milwaukee for 20 years, plus 10 or 15 years at other stations, and there's no audio existing of him on the radio. How can that be? So what I got the idea was to do this before too many people pass away and you can't get their audio. Tony will tell you a story. He had the idea with his parents. He brought a professional ancestry person in to interview his parents and get their entire life story down and recorded to pass it on to the next generations. He'll tell you that story. I mean, this is a great idea. I never heard of anything like this before, but, you know, people do ancestries and paper, but he did it in audio. And his father's no longer with us, but he's got him recorded with his story. I have my father recorded because he was on the air here at the station a couple of times during Veterans Day and, you know, where we celebrated the armed forces. My dad was in the Navy during World War II. He was a Navy tail gunner for 4 years. And I think Tom Carco actually recorded it off the air and gave it to me. So I have it somewhere. But, you know, you don't think of saving these things while people are alive, but Tony did. And we're going to have this archived. I believe the lady at the Racine Public Library said she can archive it for us. And so generations will come and go, and they'll say, gee, wasn't there a radio station here in town? Radio? What is that? There was something called radio? They'll do this 100 years from now. And they'll say, yeah, here it is. Here are the people that work there. And we'll have them interviewed. And what I'd like to do is, at the end, somebody interview me. We'll bring someone to do my interview. So this should be fun. Anyway, tomorrow, 7:06, Tony Gazzana. Today at 7:06 is Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. Boy, January's a busy month, Downtown Racine. You think you're going to sit down in your easy chair and just let the winter pass you by? Ain't going to happen on our watch. There are so many things to do. So that's coming up this morning at 7:06, Kelly Cruz. I'm going to ask her if that's her real name. Kelly Cruz. What a great name. It sounds like a movie star name, doesn't it? Kelly Cruz. We also had another one. Angela Speed was on the air from the Wisconsin Humane Society. It sounds like another show-busy name. Angela Speed. No. All right. Any monkey business going around at your office at work? I worked at a radio station where there was a lot of monkey business going around once. The most common way relationships start at work is a late night at the office. 37% of date of the coworker, 33% of office romances lead to marriage. 33% of people who mess around at the office get married. Huh. And 17% involve someone who's already married. Uh-oh. Yeah, the radio station I worked at, there was a married couple. They were together. Yeah, that was many, many moons ago. I just found out about that recently, too. All right, here are some things germaphobes do that everyone should probably do. Now, this is the cold, the flu, and now we have to add the COVID season in there. Cold, flu, and COVID. So this is what you should probably do. If someone sneezes, hold your breath for a few seconds, because that sneeze is in the air. Why breathe it in if you don't have to? Wait till it falls to the ground. Washing your hands after you pump gas. Those things are just filthy. I think you should wash your hands after touching a doorknob anywhere. And using a paper towel to touch pretty much anything in a public bathroom. When I'm there, it's like a soccer match. I don't touch anything. And kudos to the people at Marcus Theaters. You ever go into one of their bathrooms? You don't touch anything. Everything is automatic. You never have to take your hands out of your pocket. You really don't. Everything is automatic. Everything flushes automatically. When you wash your hands, the water comes on. The soap dispensers are automatic. And if you want a paper towel, you just wave your hand and the towels come down. You don't have to touch anything. I love it. Those are the kind of bathrooms we need. But yeah, I always take a paper towel and I use it to open the doors and everything. I don't touch anything. I thought it's like a soccer match in there. I don't use my hands for anything. Want a big raise this year? Everybody wants a big raise. Nobody wants to work harder, but everybody wants a big raise. All right, here's how you get it. Go to work somewhere else. A study found that people who switch jobs made 4.5% more than the year before. It happened with me. one of the new owners came in here, and he thought I was going to leave, and I wasn't going to leave. He gave me a 33% pay increase. That's what happened. And when you leave jobs, too, you get more money. It's just the way it works. I know a lot of people don't like to quit jobs, but if you really want more money, that's how you get it. A majority of Americans say they are cheating on their partner with food. 71% of people say sometimes they secretly make unhealthy choices behind their partner's back. 55% have hidden food from their partner somewhere in the house. I don't make unhealthy food choices hidden from my partner. Yeah, my wife knows every unhealthy food choice I make. Although she has hidden food for me in the house. When she bakes cookies, she hides them. She says they're not hidden. They're hidden. Trust me, they're hidden. And she's right, I'd probably eat them all up. But yeah, my unhealthy food choices are out in the open. And don't hide them from anybody. All right. This is almost unbelievable, this story. Do I have time for it? Yeah, I got plenty of time. A couple in Tulsa, Oklahoma got two coffees from a Starbucks and a sticky number 4 on the button credit machine accidentally tacked on a tip for $4,444. The bigger issue is how long it's taken Starbucks to get them a refund. Now, you'd think that reversing the charge wouldn't be a big deal, but it was. The person bought the coffee on January 7th. Now, this was earlier this year. This happened in 2023 on January 7th, so a year ago. And they're still dealing with it. For some reason, Starbucks decided to send them two separate checks in the mail. Both bounced. Starbucks says two new checks are on the way. Last we heard, they still haven't gotten their money back. How does Starbucks bounce a check? Two checks they bounced. How does that happen? Now, this is karma. This is good karma. This is good. This is not bad karma. 13 years ago, a 5-year-old girl in Canada named Juliette L'Amour heard about a 2010 earthquake that rocked Haiti. She donated all the money from her piggy bank to the Red Cross, came to a total of $61.38. Cut to 2023. Juliette just recently turned 18, bought her very first lottery ticket, and hit for $48 million. They presented her with a check not too long ago. That's karma. That's good karma. Donate your entire savings to the Red Cross, and you're rewarded with $48 million. She's 18 years old. That pays for college and then some. Odd but true. Chuck E. Cheese was almost called Rick Rat's Pizza. But their PR agency said the name would turn people off because people don't want to think of rats when they're eating. Rick Rat's Pizza? Are they really going to name that Chuck E. Cheese? All right, here's some things to think about. A survey found the most stressful time of the day is coming up, 7:23 a.m. A poll revealed that pet owners spend more than $1,100 in the first 6 months of pet parenthood, more than they spend on a vacation. Yeah, you got to get the bed, the toys, the food, the shots for the dog or the cat, the kennel, and all the accoutrements that go with owning a pet. 7:23 is the most stressful. Not for me. I don't know. 7:23? Probably because you're just starting work or you're on your way to work. You're getting ready for work. That's probably why it's more stressful. 7:23. I might remind you of that this morning when that's coming up. A study found having at least one solid conversation with someone each day makes us happier. They identified 7 different types of communication that qualify: joking around, catching up, having deep, meaningful talk, showing care, valuing the other person's opinion. That really happens. Offering sincere compliments, and even just listening. That's not going to happen either. What else do we have here? I'm going to skip that one. Oh, here's one for you. Well, I think I gave... Oh, you know, I gave you this story. I gave you this story the other day. And I want to mention it again because I told this story to my daughter. And she had trouble believing it. All right, I got to tell you this story real quickly here. I got some time. So I told you this the other day. A couple in Allentown, Pennsylvania named Tony and Frances Toto celebrated 57 years of marriage this year. Even though Frances hired a hitman to kill Tony back in 1983, they actually tried multiple times to kill him with a car bomb, baseball bat, sleeping pills, and a gun. They actually wound up shooting him in the chest and also in the head. The first thing he did after 12 days in the hospital was bail her out of jail. She spent 4 years behind bars. They talked every day. Tony said he wasn't the greatest husband, so they went to marriage counseling. Now they have a great marriage. Back in 1990, their story was made into a movie called I Love You to Death, starring Kevin Kline and Tracy Ullman. Do you believe they got back together? She hired a hitman to kill him. Sounds like a Dateline story. Yeah, I had it because I told my daughter, she said, I don't believe it. I said, it's true. 649 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild, full of hopes and full of fears, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years in Seattle, in Seattle. When it's time to leave your home and your loved ones, it's the hardest thing a boy can ever do. And you pray that you will find someone warm and sweet and kind, but you're not sure what's waiting there for you. The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild,
Perry Como from 1969, the year before. A new TV series premiered on ABC called Here Come the Brides, and that's the theme song from Here Come the Brides. Bobby Sherman. Remember Bobby Sherman? Had a couple of hit songs in the 60s. Went on to become an EMT after show business waned for him. He had a lot of hit songs. Anyway, he was one of the stars of Here Come the Brides. I never saw the show, though. Asked my wife. She said she's seen it. I remember the show on the air. For some reason, I never watched it. Anyway, that was the theme song from Here Come the Brides. 6:53 at WRJN Radio, and a very pleasant good morning to you. It is going to be a day of cloudiness today, increasing cloudiness, and temperatures reaching about 37. Cloudy tonight, lows around 29. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 36. And right now, it's 26 degrees and partly cloudy. At WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed. All right, well, let's check the news. This is Stuart J. Waddles in our news center today, keeping an eye on all our news for us. There is still an investigation going on into why a 78-year-old man drove into the Root River in Racine on Saturday. The man passed away. His identity isn't known. Police say the victim was speeding on Michigan Boulevard, went into the chart room parking lot, hit a retaining wall, that went airborne and into the water despite efforts from various law enforcement, fire, and rescue teams. The driver was found dead inside the vehicle, which was pulled from the water. Before the Bucks tipped off last night, the five-serve forum went silent to remember Herb Cole. A moment was taken to remember the senator who passed away recently at the age of 88. A public memorial has been scheduled to honor Herb Cole in the coming weeks. However, the specific details of the memorial, such as the date and location, have not been announced as of yet. Flags in Wisconsin are flying at half staff in memorial memory of Herb Cole. Another overdose warning is going out from a local public health department. The current alert is from Kenosha County Medical Examiner Patrice Hall, who has issued a warning following a recent increase in suspected overdose deaths. She says there have been 9 cases over a 12-day period involving victims aged late 20s to mid-50s. The exact cause of each death has yet to be confirmed. And a silver alert has been issued for a 73-year-old Walworth County man who was last seen at around 10 last night. On Monday, Dennis Ryan left his residence in Pell Lake in a 2016 black Jeep Patriot. He was last seen on Primrose Road. Dennis is described as a male, 6'3", 195 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair, wearing blue jeans, a black winter hat, and a red flannel shirt. Anyone with information is urged to contact authorities. That's the news from Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, watching news for us all day long here at WRJN. Any updates to these stories? We'll get to them. That's a sad story about the what happened on the Root River there when he just went right into the water. He hit the retaining wall. Who knows if it was a medical emergency? We'll never know at this point. But that's very sad when something like that happens. All of a sudden, boom, a life is gone. Yeah. And, you know, we're all familiar with that area by the chart room. It's 6:56 at WRJN Radio. Coming up at 7:06 this morning from the DRC, the Downtown Racine Corporation, Kelly Cruz. If you think there's nothing to do this January downtown, wait until you hear what we've got coming up. That's straight ahead here at WRJN Radio. All right, Forbes magazine put together a list of 5 phrases you should avoid at the office because they either make you seem unprofessional or like you don't even care. And if you say them a lot, you probably won't get promoted. Here they are. No problem. It implies what you did wasn't really a big deal and that person you're talking to didn't even need to thank you for it. It's not fair. For example, if someone gets a promotion and you think you deserve one, it's better to skip the complaining part, just explain to your boss why the next raise or promotion should go to you. That's not my job. You should at least act as if you're trying to be a team member. I think. Makes you seem unsure of yourself. You guys. Now, this one depends on how laid back your coworkers are, but some people think it's sexist or too casual to use in the office setting or just both, so just avoid those phrases. You'll probably be better off for it. And the newest thing that can kill you is your toaster, believe it or not. They released a ton of toxic particles into the air. As being in your kitchen after you make toast is worse than standing at a busy intersection. Really? Your toaster? How many times do you use the same towel before you have to wash it? According to an expert, the magic number is 3. After that, you're basically rubbing bacteria and mold all over your body. Are your morning habits normal? According to a survey, 87% of people wake up to an alarm. Most people use the alarm on their phone. Only 36% eat breakfast every day, 25% make their bed every day, 13% lay out their clothes the night before. Well, I use the alarm. I have an alarm clock, an old-fashioned one, and I have my cell phone. I use both because, you know, you got to get up. You can't be late. Let's see, breakfast every day. When I get home from work, I eat breakfast. I don't eat before. Got to make my bed every day. Yep, and 13% lay out their clothes the night before. I lay out my clothes in the closet. They're all in the hangers. I don't actually lay them out on the bed or anything. I know what I'm wearing the next day. Same clothes I wore for 3 days before. No, I don't do that. All right, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Increasing cloudiness with a high near 37 today. Right now, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. It's 6:58. Coming up in just a few minutes at 7:06. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation here at Hometown Radio Refreshed, 1400 AM. 99.9 FM and Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, WRJN Radio, a civic media station.
On air. On- online and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.